Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So, as soon as you have a problem, the temptation is to think, let me try and just get over this in my own strength. Let's say your car breaks down. You think, let me just try and fix that. Let me try and phone this number, get someone to come and help me. That didn't work. Let me flag down this other driver that's coming. Maybe he can help me. I'll pray to God. No. You bring everything to God immediately. Immediately. You go to God first. God is our refuge and strength. And all the other human ways in which he works to help us, they are how they are. But we go to him first. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth is removed, and though the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and are troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling of the seas. So he's saying, even if the mountains fall into the sea and there be a huge splash, as they did, and all these things would happen, we wouldn't need to be frightened, because God would be with us. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tents of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God will help her, and very soon. So all the time, you see in David and the writings of Paul, the idea that somehow God is going to intervene soon. Jesus, for example, will come soon. And yet he apparently delays. And I think what that means is that we are to live as if Jesus is coming soon, as if God is going to intervene very soon in the affairs of this world. Now, whether or not he will, whether we will die and be resurrected hundreds or thousands of years later, is neither here nor there, because death is just like a sleep to us. But I think the point is that we are to live as if the return of Jesus is at any moment. The heathen raged, it's the Gentiles, the nations, they raged. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, so many times God is called the God of Jacob. And yet, Jacob was very weak. And he only really accepted God as his God towards the end of his life. All through his life, he talks about the God of my father, the God of my father Isaac, the God of Abraham, my father. He doesn't talk about God as my God. Only at the very end of his life does he talk about, yes, the God of Jacob, my God, will bless you. And so he says earlier, when he's running away from his brother Esau, after he's tricked his father and lied and all that, he says to God, if you will be with me, and if you'll bring me back, and if you'll feed me, keep me in the way in which I go, then Yahweh will be my God, and I'll give a tenth of what I have to you. So he didn't really accept God as his God. And yet he does at the end. And God is so happy with that, that in places like this, and very, very often in the Bible, you read of God calling himself the God of Jacob. The God who stuck with Jacob when he was so slow to believe in God and accept him and so slow to love him. That same God is our God, who will stick with us and keep a grip on us all the days of our lives. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, cuts the spear apart, and burns the chariot in the fire. This is a picture of the day when Jesus will come back, and they will beat their swords into plowshares, and all military equipment is going to be destroyed. Be still, and know that I am God. So you've got to be still. And it's very difficult to do that in this life, where everyone wants to be watching something and listening to something and being entertained all the time. To put your phone away, to get off the screen, and be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.